relative one in order to be able to benefit limitless beings.
Tene tong tambar tong tambar da yin nyam ba ni yin yang kunzo da 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 yin yere zangbo de ne ba yere simjin yin je tong zo ya yere.
In the absolute, on the absolute level, there's no such thing as good and bad beings, but on the relative level there are these differences. On the absolute level, everything is equality, there's no such thing as self and others, but on the relative level that exists.
And
now we will recite the root verses in English.
El tambor el agua con su zesum.
The slightest emptiness. But if there's not the slightest thing that is not empty, how could there be an empty thing?
Tene rabzi nde song go be jum tin te tembe kunzo demba tang dōndān dēmbā nī sōngbā rē. Gōngzō dēmbā dāng dōndān dēmbā nī sōngbā sē nō, chū tām chē tōngbā nī mā rē. Gōngzō gōngzō jē sā lā dēmbā rē, dōndān dōndām jē sā lā dēmbā rē sām nō, dēmbā nī sō sō rī kēmbā yō rē, tē kā gu chē tō, tē nē rāb sī dē sōngbā rē.
Tē nē dēmbā nī...
Sō sō rī dēmbā.
And so one may wonder what is the reason for this teaching, and Rinpoche says there is the belief that, actually if it's wrong, Michel, you have to correct me, okay? That would be kind. So there's the belief that the two truths, the absolute and relative truths, so to speak, are separate things, so that on the absolute level things would be empty, but not on the that would not be true on the relative level. And in order to refute this, the belief in the separateness of the two truths, then it is refuted with this teaching.
Kunzob te kunzob demba sekendo kunzob demba te kunzob je kunzob te kunzob je sala demba re. Don tamba te tundan demba sekendo tene tundan dan je sala demba re. Demba ni soso le demba re sambe zemba yona. Tene te deni soso zemba zemba tele torgo re. Tele madrona tumba ni to tumba.
And so, if one holds the belief that that the two truths are separate, in that the relative truths, oh gosh, Yang Sungna,
kunzo demba, kunzo kunzo jisal demba re. Tundan tundan je sa le denba re. Kunzo denba, tundan denba seke dowa. So so le denba re samna.
So if one holds the belief that on the level of the relative truth, things are true, and on the ultimate level, or on the level of the truth which is also called the true truth, then there is a separate truth. These two things are separate. Then this is a mistaken belief or view, and in order so, and with this mistaken view or belief, one will not realize actual truth. So in order to dispel this deluded view, then this is taught.
Nina kunzob tang tanda nika tongba nyere kunzob yang ranga ngobu tongba re. Tendan yang tongba nye re. This se na, chu tam che tongba nye re, matongba chu chik yang yoma re.
And I think it would be clearer, it seems that this belief is that on the relative level, things are not empty, but then on the absolute level they would be. And that would be seen different. In actual fact, Rinpoche says, on the relative level, everything is also essentially empty, or empty according to its essence, and the same, everything is empty on the absolute level. And so there's not any single thing which would not be empty by its essence, or essentially empty.
The Junzen Karen did the Kitty Tongba Mimba Matongba Junze Chiuna Matongba the Karen Dembare Matongba Demba Junze Chiuna Tongba Yang Chonze Jere Matongba Chiona Matongba Demba Chonze Chiona Tela Tupa Tongba Yang Chonze Jere Matong
Ah Chongze Sena
Chong Chong
Oh Chong
Yeah Sako is
Naso
Chongze Chong
Naso
Yeah.
So then, as long as there's, so to speak, the belief in a slight non-emptiness, then that would mean that also there's only a slight emptiness.
Then, matongbe chu, matongbe chu, mebe sena,
But since in actual fact there is not a single phenomenon which is not empty, then also emptiness does not exist.
Tene tong tamba yang tongba ni re tongba ni tonye chodo gna ne tongba ni se le chere te tongba yang rang ngo ma do bare tongba rang ngo ma do pala tongba ni song bare.
Among the, is it 64? 16 kinds of emptiness? So among the 16 kinds of emptiness, there is also the emptiness of emptiness, meaning that emptiness itself is also inherently non-existing or is empty itself as well.
Tongba yang tongba len de bare. Tongba yang tongba len de bare. Tongba tele yang tongba hebe tani le jang de bare.
So emptiness as well is beyond emptiness in terms of the conventional term of saying emptiness, so it's beyond that as well.
Jitang tongba hipa de ming re, zig re, tanye re, tongba hipa ming de dabe yete, tene, zing re, ming dabe yete, madobre. This is not. Tongba hipe ming dabe ye, tani dabe ye madobesena, tongba ni songbar.
And so emptiness is a word or a term, and the ground which is so to speak named by this word or term itself is not existent. And since the ground which is named emptiness is not existent, one speaks of the emptiness of emptiness. And so, speaking of emptiness, or saying all phenomena are not truly existent, then that statement in itself is merely words or merely terms. But then the ground, so to speak, on which these terms are attached in itself is not existent.
Pena malam rawre malam to zo da te ro rigza la sope nama kande chi khana yang demba tropa che yo mare demba tropa me be sena ti nang ni tene tongba yang ma do bare malam je nama te gang ga nan dong ye me yang yang na malam je nama te nya ba ni re.
And so this can be understood by the example of dream. Within a dream, all the different objects of the senses will arise, such as visible objects, as smell, taste, touch, and so forth. But then all these different dream appearances are not, they are not truly existent. And
They are all empty.
And they are empty in that they are all equal. So in a dream, the appearances may be grasped as being good or bad and so forth. But this is just, that is just a term or a value affixed by thought. In actual fact, all dream appearances are equally non-existent, and as such, they are equal, and so are empty in terms of equality. In the same way, then all the appearances in our waking life are totally free from any mental elaboration or any conceptualization, one might say. And there are also, so to speak, these things like good and bad and all kinds of values. They're totally in their actual nature, they're totally free from all that.
And so
we have this belief that, so to speak, the two truths are split in that the relative truth is false and the absolute truth is true, or the way it actually is. And then Rinpoche says, in order to kind of dispel this delusion, Nagarjuna has taught this, in order to realize that the two truths are totally beyond any mental elaboration or conceptualization. And the next verse is concerned with the investigation of meeting together or of connection.
Then you kunzu to trepa traba yun yang don ne log la trepa tang tre si jen trepa tang yang so so traba yun.
So on the relative level, there's coming together or meeting together and being separated, but on the ultimate level that does not exist.
Dine sanje jin dole zog jeva mebe ser treba yang me do so sombare zog jeva yo mare jeva mebe ser ne treba yo mare sombare zog la treba yo mare jeva mebe ser dole
kawa
dole ser
oh in the
kawa ser dole.
Is it? Yes. So, in the sutras, it is said that since visible objects or form is free from arisal, then there is no meeting together.
Treba yona treba gogundo, yang tapar treba mina, then in treba sigamare.
So, in order for something to come together, there has to be an arisal. If there is no arisal, there cannot be any meeting together.
Dine mlam je nawa tambo peke na yagendo. Mlam je mlam do trepa tang trawa mlam mada ba tang na yang de yujin tenjong chokpa nang zang dang. Nang zang la trepa da trawa denbar hienbar ma do mene trepa tang trawa kanya yomare. Tambo tela samo tang.
So again, first one should reflect upon this by means of the dream. One may have innumerable dreams of things coming together and being separated, but nevertheless, all these meetings are just dream appearances. There's no substance to them. And so in actual fact, there is no meeting together. There is no coming together.
Dini ngobo denbar ke lemba namji chang trepa. Trepa tang charba yobase na chu tamche tongba nye mare samguyare. Trepa, Trepa tang trawa yobese na chu tamje tongba ni mare trepa da trawa tongba ni mare samuyo. Hisa nan trepa trepa la takke tangu.
And those who believe in the existence of matter or of things, then they have this belief on the basis that they believe in the existence of coming together and being separated. And since this belief should be reversed, it is important to think about the meeting together or coming together.
The ninja tinja donga yang mangkiawa, trepa tang drava la tembe donga mangkiawa, doa tang drava.
And also within this world, a very large part of suffering is due to meeting together and being separated.
And
why is that so? Umuchi said the suffering arising with regard to friends and enemies can be said, in other words, to be a suffering arising due to separateness and meeting together.
And
the suffering arising from again and again meeting with enemies and being separated from beloved ones, then Rinpoche says, is suffering arising on the basis of the belief in the true existence of this coming together and being separated.
Tina nga so tsende ye donga le donga la kale kakpo dona, donga le troban dona, trepa tang, drarwa me pitong to gore.
And so if one, we ourselves, suffer from this being separated and meeting together with what one does not want, and we would like to free ourselves from this suffering, then we have to reflect and we have to realize the meaning of meeting and being separated.
Tazawa taza tawa tawa po sumbo te da ni ni dang tamche jin pen zhen de che bar zhe ba you mei xi zhe ba.
And the root verse is the object seen, what sees, and the seer, these three do not connect with each other as pairs or all together.
De tabar saba zogtan taza hipa ta meg taba la jabare tabar saba zogre taba kare taba meg wangbuk tagare taba po dag tagare da kanza ke da kam yana meg hipe tabare meg zogla taba tisi tagare dag tagare yang meg nam ki jitagare tisumbo te da. Sumbo te da ni te namje na ni 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 treba mare ni ni te me zogtang meg treba yo mare ze zogtang meg ni bo rang ngo wo ni treba yo mare yang zogtang meg nam ki yang treba yo mare meg ta meg nam ki yang treba me batang sumbo te thamje taza zogtang tawa meg tang tawa po da kam nam chi sombo tham che chang chik char to yang treba me vare sombo te da tham che chang ne tu chik char to yang pen chen do treba chorba yoba me no treya me vare ya
and te jota. So these three then the object to be seen, that is visible objects or form, and that which sees, that is the sense faculty of the eye, and the one who sees, that is the individual, or in other words, the sense consciousness of the eye, and then these three cannot meet together in pairs of any kind, which is to say, neither form and the sense faculty of the eye can be together, nor can form and the consciousness of the eye appear together at the same moment, And also the sense faculty of the eye and the sense consciousness of the eye cannot meet together either. So they can't be there in pairs. And in the same way, they will not be, all three of them will not be present simultaneously. And so now one should think carefully why these cannot appear in pairs. And Rinpoche said the reason why the visible object to be seen and the sense faculty of the eye cannot meet together is that the sense faculty of the eye neither exists as one nor as many. And the same is true for the object to be seen. It neither exists as one, and not existing as one, it can also not exist as many. And for that reason, there cannot be a meeting together of these two. They cannot be
together at the same moment.
And the reason why they cannot meet is, which is said that the sense faculty of the eye and as well the visible object are instantaneous, in that they are extinct and arise again from instant to instant. And so there is, so to speak, no ground, or there's no opportunity for their meeting together, because both there will be an instant of this sense faculty perceiving, and this is extinct, and the next one comes up, and that is true for the object to be seen as well. And Rinpoche said this is just, was it like light moving?
A movie, a film.
Oh, yeah, the same as, thank you, same as a movie that consists of very short, short follow-up, of very, very short images, and that's comparable to that. And the same is true for the consciousness of the ear and the and sound. They also appear in instants, and so one instant, then the consciousness will have stopped or will have ceased and comes up again. And the same is true for the object to be heard, and so these also cannot meet together.
Pena segor jidra te da nav wangbo ni te thepa yang yo mare the na yang ke wa mare man the na yang ke wa mare tanda rang yin ji tong ba ni re.
And so the consciousness of the ear and the outer perceived sound are free from cheva me pa.
Tene yang ta pa ma cheva me pa re.
They are free from, in that way, they are free from arisal, or in other words, essentially not existent, And in that they are free from meeting together.
Te yendo zog dang mikhi sam zog dang make nam shin te ba yo ma re. Jun sen kar zog te tene dutin de kunzob de dutin le hipa te dutin le de ba sar sam re bembo bembo ma re bembo le do ba dutin le do ba re tene dutin dang hipa ni yang te ba me ba re.
And the same then is true, there is no meeting of the visible object and the consciousness of of the eye either. And the reason is, Rinpoche said, that the visible object on the relative level, it consists of atoms, whereas the sense consciousness of the eye is beyond atoms and is nothing but clarity. And so, and as such, it is opposed to matter. And being opposed to matter, then there can't be a meeting together of these two.
Te yin to make the mihi teba me, make a wangbo the make a nam hi yang teba yamare. Jim sing kare, make the pembo re, the tin re, make a nam hi te pembo le dopa. Pembo le dopa sarik tare. Pembo tang, pembo le dope sarik tante, tene yang, tepa yong sigamare, te higamare.
And the same then is also true for the eye and the eye consciousness. Non-bondage. And this is also not true, because liberation has been non-bondage from, has not been bound from the very beginning.
Te kole la wandok pe na chadok maching king madam na toria yo mare. Thangbo ni chadok akusunga. Chadok kare.
La, iron chain, isn't it? Yeah.
Chadok maching na tene toria yo mare. Te kole la wore.
That is easy to understand on what you said. If from the very beginning one has not been bound by an iron chain, there cannot be any liberation from it. It's like, isn't
being whilst being in the state of.
Oh, yeah. That there is liberation while being fettered. Yeah? All right. Yeah, okay. So if one then thinks that while being fettered, one is liberated, this is also not so. Since then, bondage and liberation would be present simultaneously. And they are contradictory, and still they would be present simultaneously.
Jing yimba te, tor yimba yina, jingwa tang troba tu chik do tagre, tu chik do tarbasena, nikala, jome per tagre. Tangbo te lata, jing ta troba tu chik.
Yaksuma.
Jingwa tang, jing yimba te, tor yimba yina, Jingdor tu chek da tharba chung yore. Jingdor tu chek da tharna, jingwa trova la tu ma ko. Trova jingwa la tu ma ko pa. Nyambo yung kasi.
And so if liberation took place while being fettered, there would be the fault of those two being present together.
Tene, Jingwa mai pa ti chi kar sa na ta rik pa chi jingwa si che te jing sim pa tang king mazen ba ni je pata la king yin ba yo ma re king wa king sim ba te de ba re king sar ba re ma jing ba de ma ba re king sar wa tang ma jing ba pata la yang king yin ba yo ma re
so being fettered would be the or bondage would be the past, and freedom from
having been fettered to the past.
Yeah, so if one believes that freedom means having been fettered and then being free from fetter, then having been fettered would be the past, being free from fetter would be the future.
Jing Sarvate, Jing was married, Jing Sarvate. Ma Jing Bate, Jing was married, Jing was Sava, say, you're married, Legazo, you're married. Jing Sarvata, Ma Jing Patala, Jing Yimba, Jing was Tatawa, Madrubal. They to two travel in the Chebare. Rabbit in the Chen, the Machi to so Mangbola, Jing Yayayore. Rabba, two Mangbo Ringbola, Takwa Gadam, Jadok Jingayore. In a young day, Jing was down drover.
So what this means, I've understood is that Rinpoche says, so when the bondage or the fetter is gone, so it's gone, there's none anymore, then when one looks at freedom from bondage, there's so to speak an instant in between. Or Rinpoche said one should look at it in a very fine way. How can one speak of freedom from bondage when it's already gone? Yeah?
The past is gone, the future's not been yet. In the present, there's no time for it to happen because it goes so fast.
That's what I said just now, but maybe. Yeah? It's like. So that is past, meaning like what meant the fetter is already gone, bondage is gone. Then speaking of freedom from bondage, that would be the future. So then, in between, there's a very fine moment where, like, one speaks from at a point from freedom from bondage, one can't speak of it anymore because it's already gone.
Then I'm Mama Rabzi Nyipa Drong Takwale, Droga Lamga Lamdo Song Sabaten Droga Mare. Drove Sava se Savare, Masong Ban Rova Mare, Lamga Landona. Teta Chikwan Ravare, Lamda Rova de Tole Lavando, Song Sava, Drove Sava se Simpson and Rova Mare, Masong Badan Drove Sava Maze Persena, Rova Maritis and Rova Madrup Sitimare, Teta Tes and Ravarina, King Wat the Tes, the Ted and Dragomare, King the Dam de Tesurin Bola. Then it's when Kang last of all the two yare, they rack what in it. The kitchen meeting in some notana, kitchen meeting, then it, Jing Sarvata, Majing, but need a patala, Jing him by your.
And so, Rinpoche says, in a very gross level, one can speak of being fettered just like being in a prison or something, but if one looks at it in terms of minute instance, then one can say, bondage does not exist, because bondage being gone is the past, then freedom from bondage would be the future, but just in between, a very fine instant, bondage does not exist. And Rinpoche said, to understand that, by means of an easy example, when one follows a path or road, so there is the part of the way which one has already gone, and there's the part which one still has to cover, but there's every instant one can say going does not exist, because one is already gone and the other one is still, so to speak, one has to walk it.
Dini jingwa te jingdo te melan la jana melam to cha do ge jing ne chuto mangbo yana pe dunga yongre kangban nagre lakpa nagre yongor sen yang nasa tangre kale kabu yere tuzu yere mulanje chado je jing de kale khapo yo patang torna gawo yo bate denbar ke namdo la namdo go ngola jing wen denbar re torwa yin denbar re jing na dunga yungre torna gawo yungre malamdo ne log la tangbo ni jing yo mare chado ge jing yo mare ma jing bese na torwa yo mare malam je ne log la jingdor me bare ina namdo ge namdo thurpa ngola jingdor yo bare Then there was a book.
So, and if again one looks at it by means of the example of dream, then Rinpoche says if one dreams, for example, being bound tightly by an iron chain, hand and feet, for many hours, then this will be very, very painful. And if somebody comes and takes away the chains, one will be very happy of being relieved from that. And in the face of the illusory appearance of dream, both this being fettered and this being freed will be true. But Rinpoche said, from the viewpoint of the true nature of these two things, then they're mutually not existent. There has never been the fact of being fettered and there never having been One never having been fettered, there's also no liberation or no release.
Jingdur tarto nana yang jingdur me pepe ya kite malam je jingdur re. Jingdur tarto nana yang jingdur lende pepe te ya kite malam je jingwa re. Malam to chado ke jingwa pe te pe ya re.
And although there is continuously the appearance of bondage and liberation, then
the best example for seeming to be liberated, to be bound, seeming to be liberated.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, sorry, but I thought he said, although there's always the appearance always of that present.
The whole.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you say the rest.
The best example for the fact that things appear to be bound, appear to be bound and then to be released. So the best example for that seeming quality of that experience is the dream.
Chingdor temdir nang zante, nelok tongla chingdor me, yeah.
Bondage and liberation are nothing but interdependent, due to interdependent origination or interdependent manifestations. In truth, there is no bondage and no liberation.
Tene chingdor te trumta da jana, Ninti Jalola, Chingur Chitsava, Danzin, Chingwan Tantrova, Danzin, Lara Lever, Chingur Chitsava, Danzin, Cover Chingwan Tantrova, Sava, Danzin.
And so, if one looks at bondage and liberation in accordance with the different philosophical views, then for the
For
the Sravakas, then the root of bondage and liberation is the belief in the existence of a self, of an individual self, the clinging to a self. And the reason is that as long as there is the clinging or the belief in the existence of a self, then there will be karma and suffering, and then as soon as this belief is resolved, then there will be freedom from this.
Dene semtang jita wang do se na jingwa ta trowa te pakhyal tine songare. Jingdor je pakhyal tine de jingdor je tro na yungre.
And in the view of the Chitta Matra view, then it is said that bondage and liberation are due to what one can say, karmic imprints.
Ben aman çok diye kapsa, mam deso, malam la ya aman çok diye malam tang, ma,
wall,
aman çok diye malam tang, çok baca diye malam tang geliyor. Çoğun bat deso, çoğun kangla diye malam tang geliyor. Çoğun.
In the same way as one can dream of war taking place or being in a prison. In this way, it is said that these are due to karmic imprints or karmic tendencies, whatever one wants to say.
Then in Ome Lola Pakya Hego Woman, Ochinwa that Trova de Tender Nansare, Tender Jinawari.
In the view of the Majjhimaka, then bondage and liberation are not due to karmic imprints, but they are nothing but interdependent manifestations. Oh yeah, and that is comparable to dreaming of gathering together and then being separated again.
Then Saja Chembutana Chingwa than Trova Lasso Pati, same Janelo was Saja Chembu, Zardan Roba, Zardan Roba, Imbesena, Tene, Danda Yin the Madobare, Nandon Yemitamre.
And then in the view of the Mahamudra, bondage and liberation are just the own impulse and play of the nature of the mind. They do not exist outside of this.
Who engaged in such a practice perfected the paramitas, abides as the sinners of the tenth.
Da Longjor Jie de Tang Gado. Longjor Jie Yeva Chalang Su. Chi Su. Lu Tseng Ma Duke. Lu Tseng Ma Yina Dong Xiong. Lo sé yo, no, lo tan. ¿De dónde? Lo sé yo, ¿de
dónde?
¿A tener don yo? Ya, ¿cada vez me dona? Ya.
Similar to the view presented in this Tsawe Shirap, or in other words, similar to the view presented in the second or middling turning of the wheel of the Dharma.
Sonam de domje zibani domne nibana.
Rinpoche will teach four more of these root verses.